You are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill, Ann Carver. This is your host, Tofu Dave, with another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie. And today I have with me the famous author, Mark Graney, the author of the Gray Man series, who's just coming out with a new title, The Burner. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Listen, you've written a lot of books. I don't know. There's a lot of gray men running around in my head. I guess there's, boy, must be at least a dozen of them. For those who may not know, what is the gray man? What are you talking about? Who is he?
You are correct. This is the 12th book, Burner. And the gray man is a man named Court Gentry, who is a former CIA paramilitary officer, and a former kind of contract assassin. And now in Burner, he's developed to the point where he has kind of an uneasy relationship with the CIA, and he works for them on a contract basis. And then as he gets deeper and deeper into the missions, he figures out if the CIA is in the right or in the wrong, and then he goes his own way if he has to.
And Mark, you know, I think many of us have sort of an uneasy relationship with the CIA. So that's an interesting way to think about it. Now, how did you come up with this name, The Gray Man? What's the significance of that?
So the name is out there, and it has been out there for a long time. And the gray man in military and intelligence and law enforcement circles just denotes someone who is able to kind of pass through society without being noticed. They don't wear the gear. They don't, they don't act in a certain way to draw attention to themselves, but they have some sort of military capacity or intelligence capacity or law enforcement capacity, and they're just able to kind of slip through the ether. So this character is really, really good at not being noticed and at kind of infiltrating places. And that's what a gray man is all about.
And that's sort of hard to do, not to stand out. I mean, people can't see me, of course, we're on radio. I have a big mustache, and the joke around town is I can't rob banks anymore because I'm going to stand out.
Exactly.
Okay, now, what motivated you to write these books? I mean, getting into political terrain, you know, there's a lot of debate now about how we engage in the so-called war on terrorism, whether it's a morally correct way to address things in the world, etc. Some say, well, somebody has to do the dirty work, so to speak. How do you feel your books fit into this more overall political terrain, if I may put it that way?
It started out with me just having a huge love of espionage novels and military thrillers and things of that like. To the extent that I'm in college, I majored in international relations and political science, and I've always been very, very interested in the politics and, you know, the intelligence and military, but also at the same time, kind of the psychology of the world leaders and the big players. And then so once I started writing, it was just natural for me to kind of play in that realm. And I've continued doing that. The new book, Burner, involves the Russian invasion of Ukraine, not in a military sense, but in an espionage sense, what's going on in the West, how Russia is slipping money in to influence Western opinion. And that was just something that I'm very passionate about, and I've read a lot about and studied a lot about. So it just felt natural to write a book on the subject.
Do you feel that as an author, you want to have your characters in this domain deal with the ethical or moral aspects of what they do? And do you have your characters grapple with that at times? And I'm thinking now, you know, of other famous authors in the intelligence arena, whereas you have maybe a character like George Smiley, who is another type of a gray man in a way, and who at times has to grapple with the moral implications of how he's lived his life. Do your characters also have to grapple with that sort of thing?
Absolutely. And the deeper I've gotten into the series, the more I've leaned into the emotions and the conflict that happens internally and interpersonally in the stories. It's not just guys with black hats and guys with white hats trying to, you know, top each other. There's a lot of introspection. And this book finds one of the major characters, a former Russian intelligence officer named Zoya Zakharova, who's one of the heroes of the story. She's in a very, very dark place because of what's going on in Russia. And I wanted to show her internal conflict and how she goes about that. So the emotions and the conflict is hugely important to the stories.
And those are some of the things that are also very important to our listeners here in the Chapel Hill area. I want to switch topics a little bit. Our listeners may be interested to know that some of your books now have been picked up and made into motion pictures. That seems like a difficult transition often for an author. How have you dealt with your feelings about the visualization of what's in a book and sort of going from leaving things to a reader's imagination to a image on a screen? Has that been a transition you're comfortable with at this point?
I've been very comfortable with it because from the beginning, I've looked at it as, well, first I've looked at it as a billion to one shot that it would ever happen. And right. then it became a million to one shot and 1,000 to 1. And then miraculously it happened last summer for the first time. But I look at the movies as the best commercial possible for my books. It's not the same story. There's lots of changes and differences. I'm able to go into depth in things in books that they can't do in films. And in films, they can visualize things that I can't probably put on the page. But my whole objective is to get more eyeballs in my books. And a movie that goes on Netflix and is watched for 250 million hours of the first 28 days it's out there. That's a really good commercial for my books. They're doing Another Gray Man, so the film was successful on its own. I enjoyed the film, and so it hasn't been a tough transition for me because I'm not one of those artists that's like no one can touch or change my work. I understand the directors; they're artists as well and creative people, and they want to do what they want to do.
Right. Well, we're real happy that your book has come out on film with Netflix. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm definitely going to. In closing, I want to also turn to you have worked as a co-author with Tom Clancy on some of the Jack Ryan books. Those are real exciting action books. What was your experience like co-authoring?
My experience started out as just abject terror. I did not think I was ready for it. And I was sort of being offered this opportunity that I knew I couldn't pass up. But at the same time, I was like, oh, my gosh, can I co-author with somebody who's not Tom Clancy first and kind of put on some training wheels? But I wrote three books while Tom was alive, and it was an amazing experience. And then after he passed away, his family asked me if I would continue the series. So I ended up writing seven Jack Ryan books in six years before I stepped away a few years ago. And it was a great experience. It's something else that, you know, helped my own career, but it was also just amazing. Like, I love those books. And Patriot Games, one of the Clancy books, was the first thriller I ever read in my entire life. And to be working with him was really an amazing thing.
Your genre fits right into his work. So that was a good partnership, I'm sure. Again, Mark Graney, author of the Gray Man series, the newest one coming out right now, Burner. Mark, you're a local guy. You're down here in the South in Memphis, right? Not too far from Chapel Hill. Yeah. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Any last words for the Chapel Hill listenership?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for listening and hope you will pick up Burner and see if that looks like something you might enjoy. And I've got another Gray Man book coming out next year. So we'll be back for book 13 if you'll have me.
All right. We will look forward to that. Mark Graney, author of the Gray Man series, coming out with Burner right now. And you've heard it here on your local community radio station, another edition of Between the Covers of Literature Quickie. We'll see you again on the next show.